हरे कृष्ण भगवद गीता एज इट इज चैप्टर नंबर 5 कर्म योगा एक्शन इन कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस टेक्स्ट नंबर 20। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। न प्रकाश्यते प्रियं प्राप्यं नो द्विज प्राप्य चापरिम स्थिरा बुद्धि यशं मूढ़ं ब्रह्म विद्ब्रह्म निस्थितः। न प्रकाशयत् प्रियं प्राप्य नो द्विज प्राप्य चापरिम स्थिरा बुद्धि यशं मूढ़ं ब्रह्म विद्ब्रह्म निस्थितः। Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Sesi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, the founder acharya of International Society for Krishna Consciousness, Jai Srila Prabhupada. A person who neither rejoices upon achieving something pleasant nor laments upon obtaining something unpleasant, who is self-intelligent, who is unbewildered, and who knows the signs of God, is already situated in trance. ओम ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नमः ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिनं। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणि प्रचारिणीम् निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाशातदेशतारिणीं। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम मृदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्विषे नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पति गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण। नाउ वी आर इन चैप्टर 5 कर्म योगा एक्शन इन कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस टेक्स्ट नंबर 20। इन दिस श्लोक कृष्ण इज एक्सप्लेनिंग अबाउट व्हाट विल बी द सिम्टम्स ऑफ द सेल्फ रियलाइज्ड पर्सन। So the first symptoms of the self-realized person is that he understands completely that he is an atma, he is not a spirit, he is not the body. He knows that very well, he is a spirit soul, he is not the body. So then after that, then Krishna explained, he neither rejoices upon achieving something, nor he laments something when he is not getting or when he is a losing. So this is a beautiful quality of the self-realized person. So generally, when we see as ordinary people, when we get something, when we get like a lottery, somebody if get lottery for 5 crore, he won the lottery. So then immediately he will become very happy. Very happy. He will jump like anything. So similarly, when we get something pleasant in our life, we generally jump up and down, sky to the earth. We will be jumping and we will be celebrating like anything. So just like I remember, I think 10-12 years back, India won World Cup match cricket. So that time, people in Bombay, they were celebrating the winning of the cricket match. So they seated all the cricket stars in the highly elevated bus, and they were all actually taking them in entire Bombay. Many people, they were following this bus, this cricket star. Everyone, they came out to the street. They were breaking the crackers and so many things. They were celebrating like anything. Entire Bombay, they were celebrating. Entire India, they were celebrating like anything. So unfortunately, the next World Cup match, the India could not able to win, so lost the match. So previously they won the cricket match, and then entire Bombay they were celebrating like anything, entire India they were celebrating like anything. The next time when the India lose the cricket, so everyone started throwing the stone at them. So this is the situation of the people in general. So, but the self-realized person, he is not like this way. He don't jump up and down when he is getting something pleasant, and he don't lament like these people. They were throwing a stone, throwing the water bottle at the cricket stars when they lose the match. So they are not like that. So the self-realized person means he is neither rejoice, then he never lament. So one may ask the question, so then he is a stone, only stone. If you go and tell some good news, the stone will not laugh, and if you go and tell some bad news, the stone will not do, will not reciprocate anything. So you may ask the question, so we have to be like a stone? No, we don't need to become stone, but we have to understand that concept. So in life, sometimes we get success and sometimes we fail also. Is it guaranteed that every time we will win? It is not guaranteed. Sometimes we get success, sometimes we fail. That we are not God. Only God every time is getting success, because he is a God. But we are all ordinary living entity. Sometimes we success and sometimes we lose. So we should not unnecessarily worry. Some people, they celebrate like anything when the pleasant things happen. So some bad things happen, then they will cry like anything. So when we have such a mental frame, I should win always. So some people, they will be having this kind of mentality. So they will always expect that we will be winning always. Then when we have such mentality, then we get so much of frustration, because we already thinking, I will be winning, I will be winning, I should win, I should win. So when we have the, such a mentality, I should win, other people always should lose. So when we have like this way, then we get maximum frustration. When we are playing games, yes, of course, we should have that courage, yes, I should win. So that courage should be there, but simply the courage should be there, and we should try for the success. At the same time, if we fail, we should not cry. That's what Krishna is trying to explain in this shloka. So it does not mean that we should not have this winning mentality. So then it is not like that way. So mainly we see the child, for example, when we see the nature of the child, if you give any wonderful toys what they are, then they will be very, very happy. My daddy gave this one, my mother gave this one, my daddy gave this one, my mother. So they will be telling, they will be going to the, all the friends, you see, I got this, I got this, you see, I got this, you know, very nice, no, this one. So in this way, the children, they will be going to the all the friends' house, then they will be showing, you see, like this. Then they will be telling you, you see, my father is very nice. So in this way, they will go and tell everybody. So at the same time, if you are asking something, if you are not giving, then they will cry like anything. They will cry, then they will invite everyone. Then they will say, you see, my father is very bad, my mother is very bad. So in this way, they will cry and then lament. So whenever we have such a mentality, we can understand that we are also a child. When we have such a mentality, like a childish mentality, when the child is getting something, he is very, very happy. And when the child is not getting, the child is crying like anything. So similarly in our life also, when we get something, if you are very happy, and if you are not getting something, and if you are crying like a children, then it is understood that we are also having the children's mentality. So that's why the Shastra explained, that Krishna explained here, as a self-realized person, and he never rejoice when he is getting, as well as he don't cry, he don't lament also when he is not getting. So then another point Krishna is explaining, that and he is unbewildered. The third point Krishna is explaining is that he is not at all bewildered, because the self-realized person, he knows reason for everything. he will know exactly why I am getting this pleasant news, as well as he will know that exactly why I am getting an unpleasant news also. See, for example, when the power is gone, specifically in India, if you see many times, the power will go. We will not be, no, only God knows when the power will go. Many times, we cannot say that today power 24 hours will be there. So it is not guaranteed. Anytime it may go, anytime the post may fall down, or the power will go, or something, some other problem will always happen in India. So when the power is gone, then we will get bewildered. Oh my God, power is gone. So immediately they will send the children, or they themselves will go, and then they will see the left side house. No power. Okay. Then they will see right side. No power. Okay, now 50% they are peaceful. When the power is gone, they are totally bewildered. Then they will come out. Then they will see left side. Power is gone. Okay. 25% they are peaceful. Then they will see the right side house. Here also power is gone. Okay. So 50% they are happy. Then they will see the opposite house. There also power is gone. Okay, 75% they will happy. So then they will see the entire street. Whether anybody's house light is there or not. So the entire street is dark. Then they are 100% satisfied. Okay, this is a universal problem. Everywhere power is gone, so it is not our problem. So they will be very, very peaceful. They are not bewildered. You imagine, left side power is there, right side power is there, opposite power is there, everywhere power is there. Only in our house is power is not there. Then they will be totally bewildered. Oh my God, everywhere power is there. What happened? Only in our house is power, no power is there. This is them. Bewilderment, Krishna says. Totally we will bewildered. Because why this Atma is bewildered? Because he does not know why the power is not there. Before, he is not bewildered when the power is not there, because everyone is not having, so they understood that some problem, so somebody will correct it, power will come. So they know that. But now, everyone is having a power, only we are not having. So this Atma completely get bewildered. So similarly, in our life, we get so many problems. My friend, he did not get any problem. This side friend, I didn't get any problem. Opposite friend, he also no problem. But why only I have problems? So in this way, we will cry. So for example, if you, in the power is gone in our house, and we go to the EB office, sir, in my house power is not there. Then he will check, you have not paid the electricity bill, that's why we cut the power. Oh, really? Okay. We will pay the money. Okay, sir, you take the money, then they will switch on. So now the bewilderment is gone. Before we are bewildered, now we are not bewildered. Why? Because now we know the reason why the power is not there. That's why we are not bewildered. We paid the fees and the electricity came. Before we were bewildered. We does not know what is the root cause for our bewilderment. So this is what Krishna explained here. Generally, when the problem comes, exactly we does not know why the problem came. So that's why we are getting bewildered. That's why Krishna is saying here, the self-realized person, he is unbewildered. He is not at all bewildered. So that's why Srila Prabhupada mentioned in the purport, such a person is a sthira buddhi, very, very steady, steady intelligence. He is having a perfect intelligence. He knows that answer for all the questions, whether good thing happen or bad thing happen, he knows very, very perfectly. So after that, Krishna explained that he is understand the signs of God. Understand the signs of God. So Paramatmeti, there are three. The God can be understood in three ways: Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. This is the three future of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Brahman means he is situated in a form in everywhere, and then Paramatma means he is situated in everyone's heart, and Bhagavan is a Krishna, is a Bhagavan. So in this way, there are three levels, and Krishna is the absolute in topmost of all the understanding in the God realization. Krishna is the last point understanding of the everything. So So that's why he never tried to equal with the God also. So he understand the God's position and he understand his own position. Then he don't equate with the Supreme Lord Krishna. He will not think that one day I will become equal to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he never thinks that. He always sees that I am a servant of my servant to the God. So in this way, he always think that, and he is a Atma, and he is the Supreme Lord, and I'm always a servant. I will not be equal with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in this way, he understands the signs of God. So in this way, once he understands the signs of God, and then he Krishna says he is a transcendentally situated. Transcendentally situated. So as a summary, as a conclusion to this shloka, the first point, the self-realized person, he understand that he is a Atma, he is not this body. The second point, he never rejoice when he get some pleasant things, and then he never lament when he is getting unpleasant things. Then after that, he is not at all bewildered. Why he is not bewildered? Because he knows the reason for his own bewilderment, so he is not bewildered. Then after that, he understands the signs of God. So in this way, when he go through all these things, then it is understood that he is a transcendentally situated person. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, thank you all very much. Your humble servant, Rasika Govinda Das, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Gurudev Maharaj Ki Jai, Hari Om Tat Sat.